The Holy Gospel is written in the fourth chapter of the Gospel according to St. John, beginning at the 40th verse. Glory be to thee, O Lord. There was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then said Jesus unto him, Except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. The nobleman saith unto him, Sir, come down, ere my child die. Jesus saith unto him, Go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. And as he was now going down, his servants met him, and told him, saying, Thy son liveth. Then inquired he of them the hour when he began to amend. And they said unto him, Yesterday at the seventh hour the fever left him. So the father knew that it was at the same hour in that which Jesus said unto him, Thy son liveth, and himself believed, and his whole house. This is again the second sign that Jesus did when he was come out of Judea into Galilee. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise be to thee, O Christ. Amen. The signs that Jesus did, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in thy sight. The nobleman in our gospel reading wasn't looking for a sign. He wasn't asking Jesus to show him his credentials. He didn't care for the glitz and glamour. All he wanted was for his son to be healed. That's all that mattered to him. He said, Sir, come down before my child dies. We can all sympathize with that. It was once said that to pray was to ask that the laws of the universe be annulled on behalf of a single petitioner confessing his sins. That's what the nobleman did. And Jesus responded to that. He wasn't going to show off his power like the fireworks of all the bonfire specials that we had last week. He wasn't out to impress the crowds. He wasn't trying to display all that he could do. What Jesus did was change this man's life and all those in the household with him. Jesus said to the man, You may go. Your son will live. And the man took Jesus at his word. The man had a certain amount of faith in Jesus at this point. He believed Jesus, even though Jesus hadn't actually done anything, obviously, yet. Well, what kind of faith is that? Probably he trusted Jesus, not knowing exactly what he meant. He understood Jesus to say that his son had not yet died and that he would not die either. The man's faith, whatever amount he had, prompted him to action, just as any of us would do if we were praying for a loved one that was dying. But the nobleman wanted Jesus to do something. The man wanted Jesus to come to his house. Well, Jesus said no to that request. Jesus was kind, but does not feel obligated to do what we ask, no matter what it be. In fact, not only did Jesus not go to the man's home, but he told him to go without him. I wonder if the man felt his heart cave inside his chest. I came all this way to find Jesus, and now he's not even coming back with me. So Jesus told him to go back without him. But Jesus did say the boy would be all right. He would live. And this is where we need to understand ourselves and Jesus. The man had to leave in faith, and so do we. Jesus is not a slave to all our prayers, but we do need to pray in any case. Jesus will not always do what you want as and when you want it. Jesus will not always put on the firework display. But you need to do what he says. You need to pray. Well, it was likely a few agonizing hours for the man, having left Cana but not knowing what he would find when he got home. I think sometimes that's like life on earth. We believe, but we aren't sure what's going to happen. We keep moving forward and pressing on, but we're not sure what the outcome may be. It's like the line in the song, "Lord, haste the day when the faith shall be sighted. Lord, help me to believe until I can finally see what's going on." Then the man found his servants. They reported the good news to him about the son recovering, and it turned out to be the exact time that Jesus told him that his son would be all right. What an amazing coincidence. Do we believe in coincidences? I personally think that a lot of things that look like coincidences have a lot more to them than what we can see, particularly when we reflect on them. It is said, answered prayer is a coincidence where God prefers to remain anonymous. And someone else said to me once, when I pray, coincidences happen, and when I don't pray, they don't. So in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, let us remember to pray. Amen.